Hey, welcome to another episode of Geekly Revealed, that show that brings you geeky news on a weekly basis. That's geeky, that's weekly, that's geekly. And yeah, I don't have an intro this week, so I'm just going to tell you who I am. It's me, Dom, aka Brother Dom, all over the internet. And once again, I am joined by my plucky co-hosts. Would you like to tell the people who it is that you are?
Hey y'all, it's Stephanie, aka Captain Steph on Twitter, the Snowqueer on Tumblr, Hello Steph on Instagram, just a person here existing, continuing to do that all over the world and the internet, we've got another pal here.
Still back here in this third guest seat, it's still me, still Eric, still the only place you can find me is Twitter, but please don't find me.
It is him. He is I, and I am him. How are you two doing this week?
It was a week.
Okay.
That's like terrible, like stupid to say. Like, I know there's that tweet that's like when you ask a white person how it's going and they say it's going, you know they're really in it. And I feel like there's some truth to that.
Yeah, you know, I started out pretty stressful then. For me, at least, you know, just personal life stuff, but not a whole lot going on right now. Just a lot of video game stuff, but we're not talking about that right now.
No, there is a lot of video game stuff, and, you know, just this has been an interesting few media weeks. Like, I feel like January was pretty slow, and then we just got, just kaboom, lots of stuff happened all at once. Just, like, all kinds of pop culture news. And I guess real life news, which is depressing but not unexpected, which is that. We finally have our... there's no good way to coat this. We're still doing war crimes. That sucks. I'm pretty disappointed about that. That's, not surprised, just sad. So we're here to maybe, you know, bring some levity to our listeners and some jokes and good times and pop culture recap and get our mind off of things while still worrying about important things. That sound good to y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Cool. So this is, like we said, this was a beefy week for, like, in news that's really not that important.
Sorry, Dom. It's a beefy week.
Beefy week. So we're actually doing two episodes this week, so be on the lookout for another one after this. But we broke them up along topic lines. So this first one will be the non-video game stuff, because there's a lot of video game news this week that we want to not give you just a giant two-hour-long episode again, but maybe two one-hour episodes. Same amount of content, but, you know, more digestible. And
we all have sensitive stomachs here, and we like to make sure things are digestible.
Yeah, yes. We don't want your IBS to act up because you listen to a really long podcast.
Podcast intolerance can be a thing, you know, you have to ease on in. Before we do get started, though, with our world-famous food corner, I want to remind everyone about our social media business. So we always say that to the end, but I'm not sure if people always listen to the end. That's just, you know, sometimes people don't finish things because that's the world we live in. You can find us in a myriad of places. CharacterReveal@gmail.com if you want to drop us an email or a question, we'd love that. You can find Character Reveal pretty much anywhere, right? Stitcher, iTunes, Google if they're doing it still. Just search Character Reveal. You'll notice the blue curtains. That's our logo. You can find us at patreon.com/CharacterReveal if you want to support what we're doing. We'd greatly appreciate that. Twitter, Character Rev, 2 hours in the middle. Character Reveal on Instagram. You know, all the good stuff. And we also have a sponsor, too. Is that correct?
That is true.
Yeah. So it's Grindy Coffee Company. Follow the link in the description. They're black-owned, people of color-owned, queer-owned, LGBT-plus-owned coffee company. Fair trade coffee. It's good stuff. We can speak to its quality. It's quite delicious. Use our code CHARACTERREVEAL for a discount. Helps us. Helps them. It's fantastic. And that's pretty much the major social media stuff, right? I don't think there's anything too much else.
I think that covers it.
Cool. And then we'll have our stuff at the end, but again, like, we're all in the description and whatnot. So, food corner, what y'all been putting in your faces?
I didn't have anything too wild this week, actually. Kind of a
slow week.
Yeah, slow food week. I don't know, like, I think this is, like, one of the first weeks that I didn't see some wild, like, fast food announcement either.
Yeah. That's strange. I always feel like you two come with these crazy stories, and now I'm just here in regular life.
the devil does occasionally take a day off, I guess. I mean, I had Tipsy Scoop this week, which was fun. My sister just randomly drove to New York for whatever reason. So she stopped to say hi, and we ordered delivery of Tipsy Scoop, which is a boozy ice cream establishment.
Cool, cool.
And so we had their spiked hazelnut coffee, cake batter vodka martini, cookies and cream with whiskey, and dark chocolate salted caramel whiskey, I think.
That all sounds very delicious.
They were all very good.
Yeah, it sounds really good. But I guess it's not like food that I ate, but it's something that I'm kind of sad that we missed out on. Was watching a video that, if you know, anybody listens to this description, it'll be pretty easy to figure out what video it was if they've seen it. But they were talking about Ghostbusters, the 2016 remake, or whatever, the reboot of the franchise. And they were drinking Dan Aykroyd's Crystal Head vodka mixed with the High C Ecto Cooler.
Oh, God.
And they, like... I just want to say, like, I'm kind of sad I didn't get to try that because I wasn't paying attention at the time.
I mean, was this Giant Bomb or something that did this?
No, oh, it was Red Letter Media.
Oh, those guys, okay.
Yeah. But they, I don't know, they made it sound like it tasted good. I've had Crystal Head or Crystal Skull vodka. It is good.
Oh, really?
It's actually a very good vodka.
That's a little surprising.
Yeah.
That's different than the tequila that comes in the Crystal Skull.
No, that it is the vodka that comes vodka. In a Crystal Skull. Okay. Yes, that's what it is.
I thought it was tequila. Yeah.
I thought there was a tequila that came in a skull.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah, that seems like that has to be true.
But I wouldn't be able to tell you on that because, as we all know, I don't drink tequila.
There is one Crystal Head. Okay, no, I don't know. It's hard to find, but yeah, go on.
But yeah, I just wanted to say I'm sad I didn't get to try that, because I'm sure you can't get that Ecto Cooler anymore, because Ghostbusters didn't do super well.
No, but the Ecto Cooler did. And there's another Ghostbusters coming out with Paul Rudd, so, you know.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
There's like a, it's not the same thing.
That's not me being excited about Ghostbusters, it's me being excited that Ecto Cooler might exist again.
Oh, yeah. I'm here for you.
Understandable. Yeah, we support you.
I had... again, some more food adventures. You know, I tend to do just chill things. My partner got us some new tea. She was tired of just drinking Sleepy Time and chamomile, because we've been drinking Sleepy Time, chamomile, and green tea for about a year now. So she bought some, like, dessert ones from, like, Tazo Tea. So we have, like, vanilla bean macaron, like a lemon vanilla loaf thing, and then some orange spice. And it's all very, very tasty and tastes like a dessert and smells amazing. So
do you enjoy, like, sweet and, like, fragrant teas then?
Yeah, she mostly just wanted something that wasn't the same flavors we've been having, because it was starting to get old. But I'm the sugar fiend of the house, so anything that tastes like dessert, like glazed lemon loaf, yeah, sign me up.
Oh, shit, that sounds yummy.
And as soon as, like, you open up the little packet that it's in, you can just smell it, like, oh, it smells so good.
I guess I had some of the Mountain Dew Major Melon.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Mountain Dew tea.
I want some Mountain Dew tea.
Yeah. This might as well have been a Mountain Dew tea. It doesn't taste like Mountain Dew or watermelon, so...
Oh, God.
Duty.
Does make you feel like throwing up, but...
Yeah, it's Mountain Dew. Come on, we knew that.
Yeah. But yeah. I had Code Red as well for the first time in probably since high school. And,
what'd you think?
Did it make your teeth fall out?
No, it didn't make my teeth fall out. I noticed that Mountain Dew is less carbonated than I remember it being.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, weirdly, like, it always tastes flat.
Yeah. People don't think about that because it's, like, caffeine soda. But, like, yeah, it's mostly, it's just mostly slightly carbonated caffeine juice.
Yeah. And it's kind of gross. I actually, you know, my most recent Google search is, why does Mountain Dew taste flat?
Because there's nothing in it, it's just sugar water.
A logical explanation?
Yeah, it's apparently it has the same amount of carbonation as other drinks, but because the syrup in it is so heavy, it makes it feel less carbonated.
Fascinating.
Ugh. Yeah.
Oh, delicious heavy syrup.
My dad said he watched a thing. Do you know why McDonald's sodas, their Sprite, feels so crisp?
Is it because they chill the syrup?
That's all it is, yep.
I think I've heard that also on the internet.
Yeah, that may have been me.
I was going to say, I might have heard that guys. Directly from you.
I'm just happy to know it, because now I can make my own McDonald's Sprite.
Yeah, you just have to buy Sprite syrup somehow. Yeah,
simple, and... easy, easily done.
Have a soda stream.
That's easy. I could buy that. But yeah, so pop culture news. We move on to food, to two beings that never ate food. Daft Punk. They broke up after so many years. It's kind
of
sad. They
didn't just break up. One of them exploded.
That's true.
Oh, my Lord.
Which is a weird thing to do, because it's like...
news to me.
We have this weird feeling of like, oh, it kind of feels like a celebrity's gone now, because they weren't real, but like, despite not being real, one of them's just gone.
Yeah.
It's like, well, let's go get those two French dudes and make them make some beats again. I liked their music.
Dom, you saw Daft Punk live once.
Yeah, I did. I was very drunk.
Was that thing, or?
No, I was just, it was at, like, Yomacon, and these two cosplayers came out as Daft Punk at the rave.
And Dom was convinced that it was actually Daft Punk.
It looked like
him. Sometimes you're drunk, and cosplays are good.
And then they did the DJing stuff. So if they were two DJs that were dressed up like Daft Punk, it was an appealing facade.
And I mean, for all you know, it could have been Daft Punk. Like, I don't know either. I was not there to confirm. I was too busy looking for our friend in downtown Detroit dressed like a panda.
Oh no, so... this part had already passed. This was like 3 a.m. You were already asleep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this was late.
I was like, you know, I'm sad. Like, Daft Punk was one of those bands that was like formative for me when I got into them in like the year 2001.
Uh-huh.
Them and like the Gorillaz kind of were very much of the same time for me.
Yeah. Fake bands that are real bands, actually.
Yeah. And like, you know, when the Gorillaz kind of had their breakup, like what, like 5 years ago now, almost, maybe more.
And the Gorillaz are still making music.
Yeah, they got like back together.
Yeah, their breakup, I think, was just part of the whole act, which is fine.
I think it was also because Damon Albarn wanted to go make his sad solo album. I'm not saying sad isn't it was bad, it was just all sad songs.
Yeah. So. Then I think he realized, we're all like, give us 2D, that's still you. Like, we know it's you. Like, yeah. Make fun music again. Hang out with like, rappers.
You know, the Daft Punk, I hope that maybe again someday that they get to work together, because otherwise we'll never have another Tron movie.
Yeah. Who else could write the music?
No, literally nobody.
Literally no one.
T-Lopes could do it, or Hyper Potions. They made the Sonic soundtrack. I'm sure they could make some Tron-type music. Just get OC Remix to do it. They're good at mimicking styles. I say that completely seriously. But yeah, that's too bad. There were... I guess we have a lot of stuff in succession that's about the same thing. So there were rumors that Big Hero 6 might show up in the MCU. And upon doing some digging, Big Hero 6 was already a Marvel property.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either until like I saw it, and I'm like, that's a lie, and then I looked it up, and yeah, it's apparently Big Hero 6 is sort of like a Marvel thing that Disney was already doing, and I think they've met Spider-Man in the comics before.
Interesting. So it's weird, because like sometimes, like I feel like Stan Lee was like the voice of the butler or something in the Big Hero 6 movie. Is that a lie?
I don't know. Like I never saw Big Hero 6.
Okay, well, it was a good movie. The one thing that I feel like makes it weird is that I think one of our friends pointed this out in the group chat is that in Big Hero 6, the city they live in is San Francisco.
Oh yeah, so it's like an alternate dimension almost.
Yeah, like a blended, like even more Asian San Francisco.
Yeah.
And
well, that's where Hawkeye was killing people in Endgame.
Oh yeah, he was killing all those Asian people.
Maybe they were Americans, I guess. I don't know if it was San Francisco.
I thought he was in, like, Seoul.
No, he was just straight up in Asia. Like, that wasn't San Francisco. Like, no, he was just straight up in... It was either... I don't remember what city it was.
I could find out, though. In Asia somewhere.
And I feel like they were vague about it. I don't know. But yeah, so it's not a real place that exists. So, you know. I'm sorry, I had a brain fart. Yeah, so that'd be funny if Big Hero 6 shows up in the MCU, because they've canonically tangled with Sora and Donald, who have canonically tangled with Sephiroth. Someone made the joke that if Big Hero 6 does show up in the MCU, that'll confirm Donald as the most powerful person in the MCU, as well as Final Fantasy and Disney.
Only if Donald ever learns to cast Cure.
He's a black mage. Why would he learn Cure?
You'd be waiting a long time.
Yeah. I thought he was, like, the healer in one of the Kingdom Hearts games, but he never fucking healed me, so I wouldn't. I guess not.
That's, like, a joke someone made online, that he's the designated healer, but all his spells are, like, black mage spells, which is why he, like, so bad at healing, because he shouldn't be.
Right.
which is kind of a funny thing. But yeah, he learns Zeta Flare, which apparently is, like, higher than any, like, even Bahamut can use in the Final Fantasy games. So, like I made a joke, I'm like, who? Well, they said, like, the flare thing is something that, like, boss monsters use, and then Zeta's, like, above Mega, so, like, it doesn't make sense that Donald would use that. But that, right. But since he did, that does canonically mean he can cast a spell stronger than, like, anything else in the Square universe, which is just more of a, probably an oversight or, like, a joke.
But also, he, like, died when he did it. It also, like, depends on how you rank the different types of flare, because, like, there's Omega Flare, you know, like, there's all of these different, like, names that go with it. So it's like, is Zeta Flare better than Omega Flare? I don't know. It's all fucking made up.
Yeah, well, apparently, yeah, it is. And I think if you follow, like, with the Greek alphabet, wouldn't Zeta be the last one?
Yeah, but does that, like, would Alpha Flare be the best? I mean, yeah, I guess if you're asking, like, men's rights activists, it would be. But
yeah, someone just said the way that it turns out, like, Zeta would be the highest one, and most people can't do that. So it's more of like a joke, but it's funny to be like, oh, so I guess Donald is the one character that could probably beat Scarlet Witch if he could cast this ability and not die. So it's just fun stuff to think about. But yeah, speaking of Scarlet Witch, Steph alerted us to a fun fact. Clint was killing people in Tokyo, so he's being a racist in Japan. New movie coming out, Racist in Japan. But yeah, Steph
I don't want to see that.
Well, we already saw it. It was an Endgame. but yeah, Steph alerted us that Agatha all along was on the iTunes charts.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I don't know. Like, it's funny to me that, especially because you were saying last week about how they had, like, blanked it out in the credits to be, like, super careful about not spoiling it. And then, like, in the way of Twitter, I found out, like, from a tweet from someone who was not even remotely interested in Marvel fandom, who was just, like, saying something like, Marvel's, like, I don't go here, but, like, respect for Marvel stans for getting their, like, song from a soundtrack on, like, on the iTunes charts, like, the same week that the episode airs, kind of thing.
That's, and
I was like, I was like, what the fuck? That can't be true. And then I went to iTunes and I looked, and it was in fact there on the iTunes charts.
That's wonderful. It was
number
a nice
27 when I checked.
That's pretty high for, like, a little soundtrack fun song that was just one episode, like, that you would need to, there's a lot that would need you to get there, which is kind of funny. And yeah, WandaVision continues to be interesting. The episodes are getting a little bit longer, which is fun. I'm still very enamored with the show. I'm glad that they made it.
Yeah, I think it's been really good so far. I am pleased with it. I don't know. This week was another good episode.
Yeah.
Although it kind of, I don't know, would you say that it took a departure from the kind of, like, lambasting TV function of the previous episodes? Like, this didn't seem like it had, like, a it didn't, like, seem like it had, like, a decades theme, I guess, unless you want to say that, like, the 2010s were, like, grimdark shows.
Yeah,
which does track.
Well, I think what we could make the assumption is that the show stopped around the same time that Wanda stopped seeing new shows, at least new to her.
Uh-huh.
And that would have been around the time after Modern Family, would have been the present day. So there was no next generation for them to go to, unless she went to, like, Black-ish. But that would have been airing around the same time that she was, like, hanging out with Ultron. So, like, she wouldn't have been, there's not a lot of reason for her to have been watching Black-ish. Like, besides the fact that it's possible that, you know, Sokovia is racist towards black people, it seems like timeline-wise she wouldn't have seen that show anyway. Well, she hangs out with Falcon and doesn't seem to dislike him specifically for anything. So, like, you know, maybe she's not a racist, but she did kind of talk sideways to Monica. So, you know, but no, I don't even know how she had Malcolm in the Middle DVDs. That doesn't seem to timeout wise, but it doesn't matter. It's all made up magic stuff, but
yeah,
I think ran out of decades and is just now the present, which is why like we started getting the Marvel stingers and all the other tropes.
Yeah, because I think like I don't know, like it makes sense that the like we're out of like we ran out of DVDs or shows that she would be watching. One interesting thing that I saw on Twitter that I didn't realize, that I guess this is just like Hollywood's fault for being that way, and like I mean everything that is bad about Age of Ultron is Joss Whedon's fault. I'm going to go ahead and pause it.
I'll give him a solid 97%.
Yeah. But so by the timeline of WandaVision, Wanda was like 16 in Age of Ultron. Like, she was still a teenager, and like part of that, I guess, is on Aaron Johnson for not look. I mean, if they're twins, but Aaron Johnson looks like he's like 25, like at best. Like, it's hard to like truck with that a little bit. But I also like, I feel like it's way more. I don't have 100% more sympathy for the like radicalized story, but like knowing that they were supposed to be teenagers in Age of Ultron, I feel a little bit less bad about, like, just a tiny little bit less bad about the, like, radicalization thing and them volunteering to be, like, Hydra,
tests?
Like, test subjects. Yeah, because they were grieving teenagers without, like, fully developed brains as opposed to adults making a...
Oh, so you mean like the idea of just two people deciding to work for Nazis was kind of bad, but if they're teenagers, like, oh, they might not have known that Hydra was bad guys?
Yeah, like, okay. And they were like, broken teenagers are like easier to, I don't know, empathize with than like grown adults making an informed choice.
Oh, yeah. I would also give them the credit of not knowing, like, they didn't seem to have, like, a good connection to the outside world anyway, other than, like, their DVDs, which probably wouldn't talk too much about Nazis. I can't imagine there was a lot of Nazi talk in Malcolm in the Middle. So when Hydra's like, hey,
not that I remember.
We just hate Tony Stark, and, like, that's cool by me. And
yeah, us too.
They're like, why do you hate Tony Stark? Oh, well, he fights for freedom, and he likes brown people. Like, I don't know about that second part, but I don't really like that he had freedom to blow us up. Tony's like, again, I understand I sold weapons, but I didn't drop that bomb on your house. That wasn't me. Like, that was the United States. She's like, does that make it better? He's like, I'm just saying it's not on me. You should blame Captain America for that. Yeah, I can... The way she even framed it sounded like there was not really a lot of understanding that it was even Hydra. It was just some dudes.
Like, yeah, people who were going to, like, make it so they could get their revenge, I guess.
Yeah.
Like
I don't know, if you called yourself, like, I don't know, let's make up some random name for bad guys, like the Proud Boys or something, and you went to Sokovia and said, hey, we're just some Proud Boys trying to help out. That doesn't sound bad on paper. Like, well, what do the Proud Boys do? Look, we just help people out. Like, can I check that on the internet? You don't need the internet. That's fine. Like, don't look us up. Just trust me. So, okay, I just want to fight Tony Stark. That's really all I wanted to do, so... because, yeah, she didn't have a problem going up helping them, like, fight Hydra dudes anyway when they blew up Crossbones. So, like, once she found out what Hydra did, she seemed to be like, nah, fuck Hydra, I don't play with Nazis. So,
yeah.
Lots in the MCU. It's fun. They did a little bit of retconning for the story or just, like, recontextualizing. I like that. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. And the last thing for the MCU, I think, is Spider-Man Home got a title.
Yeah, so it's gonna be Long Way Home, I think, which is like a bold choice given that the previous one was Far From Home.
Yeah, Homecoming, Far From Home, and you said it's something.
Long Way Home.
Long Way Home. Yeah, Long Way From Home.
Yeah, which makes me think that they are going to do the, like, in the second movie they like teased that there was gonna be like alternate universes or something. I feel like they probably will go there with this.
It's called No Way Home.
Oh, No Way Home.
Okay, yeah.
It's no use.
Yeah.
It's something no way use. Home.
Yeah, it's. But, what I enjoyed was they gave like all the cast like different screenshots with different titles to post. Mostly probably because they're like, we can't trust Tom Holland with this information, so just tell him a lie. But the ones we can trust, also tell them lies and tell them to post it.
Just in case.
Is that why all of those posts were up? Because I only ever saw like a bunch of different ones of those.
Ones that were like home slice?
Yeah. And I was like, okay, that's odd, but sure.
It's either... So it's one of three possibilities, I think. Possibility one is we need to like run interference on Tom Holland. Thing number two, they're just capitalizing on the meme that it's all home stuff and they know it's a thing. And option number three, there's like multiverse stuff like Steph said, and we'll get like weird title changes during the middle of the movie when they're jumping multiverses, which could be funny.
That would be funny.
Were any of them Spider-Man homestuck?
Oh my gosh, that would I would actually LOL. They're just stuck at home, guys. It's interesting too, though, because someone was asking. God, we were. I was watching an episode of Unmatchly, which is like a nerdy game show on the Dropout Network, and there was a question about a Spider-Man plot where he has to give up, he's like making a deal with Mephisto to make people forget that he's Spider-Man or something like that.
Yeah.
And like the end of the episode had J. Jonah Jameson as this like Alex Jones guy, or the end of the last movie rather.
Yeah. That's, he plays like an Alex Jones type person, which is what he does in the game too, I think.
I was gonna say that's how it was in the PS4/PS5 game as well.
So that's cool.
So yeah, so it's funny. I was like, we've bounced away from Mephisto in WandaVision just to have this question come up again in Spider-Man.
Wait, but, so was Mephisto in that movie or?
Oh, he wasn't in the second movie. The character in the second movie, like the villain in the second movie, Mysterio, was just a angry Stark employee who should have just unionized instead of being like trouble, I guess.
Yeah.
But he implied that he had come through an alternate universe, like post-split.
Yeah, was that a lie or was that real? I didn't see that movie.
That was a lie. He was just using like drone tech to. Stark drone tech to fuck with people.
Yeah, but I'm sure like there will be there will be multiverses. We know that like Doctor Strange is going to be doing it, so that's going to be. He's like, I was right the whole time. Wow, cool.
Yeah, and Doctor Strange is going to be in No Way Home. So
yeah, and people are thinking he's going to show up in WandaVision or have some connection to that because magic and multiverses. So yeah, we should do a spoiler cast on WandaVision one day. But the next thing, cool. So people got mad at the Potato Head company. So what had happened? Hasbro, I guess, was like, yo, dog, we're going to take the Mister off our name and just be the Potato Head company, like, that makes these toys. And the Associated Press. Yeah, Hasbro was like, we're just going to be the Potato Head line. That's not really an issue because, yeah, they sell Mr. and Miss Potato Head, Mrs. Potato Head. You could just name the company after the family name, you know? But the AP was like, that won't drive clicks. Hey, Mr. Potato Head's not Mr. anymore. Now Potato Heads will all be gender neutral, which stirred up a whole tizzy. And like a few hours later, Hasbro's like, so we never said that. And Mr. Potato Head is going to be Mr. Potato Head. And so will Mrs. Potato Head. It's just that we're changing like the branding. You literally can just buy Mr. Potato Head. Like, we never said that.
And it won't be like a Mr. Potato Head brand Mrs. Potato Head. It'll just be like a Potato Head brand Mrs. Potato Head.
Yep. That's all it'll be. And
so it was just kind of like baiting.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was absolutely a marketing ploy.
Yeah. And I don't know how much I guess it was Hasbro's plan, but I don't know how much of it was their doing in the sense that it seemed like everyone else did the lifting. They just kind of said, hey, we're just changing our branding. You can say about that what you want to say. Ha ha. Get those outrage clicks. And yeah, lots of outrage clicks for them to give us the ultimate nothing of like, yeah, we just changed our branding. Like, this was less extreme than when Mr. Peanut died. Like,
and sorry, Mr. Peanut died to be reincarnated, and now he is just the same age. Like, yeah, the baby Peanut is now just Mr. Peanut again.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about that is that the brand didn't delete the tweets from when he was baby Peanut, so there's just, like, a bunch of, like, it seems like he's, like, an adult teen baby fetishist. Like...
But now you can no longer say baby nut and have it not be inappropriate.
Yes, you can. That's what his son will be named, or daughter, or whatever gender child. Like, look, it's a little baby nut. Like, ugh. Call me King Cashew. Artie Almond, reporting for duty. Wally Walnut here, and Mr. Peanut. The trio's the group is complete. But yeah, so
it's like the three caballeros of nuts.
Yeah. yeah, I don't know. People are really upset about Mr. Potato Head, and obviously people's transphobia is popping out because, God forbid, Mr. Potato Head doesn't have a gender until you, like, pull its weird facial features out of its ass and put them on its face.
Yeah, like, the fucking... Literally, this is a toy that it, the whole point of it is that you can make it be whatever it wants, and it does not come with a penis. So,
I was going to say, like, how will I, like, I don't have a big plastic dong to attach to my Mr. Potato Head. How will I know it's a mister?
That sounds like a you problem, dog.
I could probably help you out with that if you need a big plastic dong.
No, there was a comedian that posted that on Twitter.
Was it you?
Who. I am not a comedian, so no.
Is Mr. Potato Head made out of plastic?
Yes.
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess it's probably, like...
It's not made out of potato.
No, I think it's, like...
Well, sure ain't made out of potato.
Is it, like, PVC plastic? It doesn't matter. It's just... I got focused on the idea of, like, a plastic dong, and I'm like, well, is it the same material? It'll seem inconsistent. I'm like, that's actually really besides the point. Why am I going down this rabbit hole?
But my childhood Mr. Potato Head was made of, 14-karat gold. Grew up bougie.
Get out of my potato patch. That sounds like a good euphemism. Let's save that for later. Put that on the list. Yeah,
get
I don't
out of my potato patch.
Yeah, I don't know.
No transphobes in my potato patch.
Right, that's true.
In this potato patch, we respect all potato heads.
I wish I had more jokes about like the idea. I wish I would have prepared some potato material.
Like French fries?
Yeah, like French fries. Exactly.
I had potato material for dinner at Hash Browns.
So did I.
You know, I had pizza. I feel like Mr. Potato Head was a bit of a dickhead in Toy Story. Like, and I don't know if it was on purpose, but it seemed like he was, like, mildly black-coded, and he was just tired of all the other toys as shit. And he's like, look.
Like, very, like, Danny Glover in, whatchamacallit, Lethal Weapon energy.
He's like, I'm too old for this shit. Like, if Woody wants to be a dick, like, throw him out the window. Like, Buzz can stay there, too. Like, I'm tired of this yee-yee-ass toy over here. Like, get him out of here. Cool. That's the... it's a non-issue. It's just marketing. Don't fall for the tricks.
It's a non-issue for a toy that's, like, not even all that entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah, that toy actually kind of sucks.
Like... Oh my god, you can put his eyes where his ear is supposed to be. Isn't this fun, children? Like, no?
Oh, yuck.
I remember even being hit like, is this it? Like, I guess it's cool.
About Mr. Potato Head while we're discussing things in an inappropriate way is that, if I recall correctly, he keeps all of his body parts in his ass.
Yes.
Yep.
Just, truly the dump truck ass, just full of trash.
Mr. Potato Head was the pioneer of pegging.
Saying. All of his body parts were pegging.
Yo, they were. Yo, fellas, is it gay to keep all your body parts in your ass? Yo, why has he got lips back there? That's all I'm saying. You know, little Mr. Potato Head kind of sus right now. In the best way possible, I'm proud of him. I don't have a segue for this. It's just as weird. Super tweets. Y'all see this?
Yeah, I don't... So, like, how do they work? I saw that they exist, but I was like, I don't understand, and I don't plan to attempt to understand.
Yeah, I did, like, a cursor amount. And, yeah, it's just, like, if you pay people, you can see, like, some of their tweets. It's basically just, like, Patreon, but for people's tweets.
Yeah, I was going to say it's more like that one adult subscription or like service. What is it called? OnlyFans. It's like the OnlyFans of Twitter. So like if you really want to see people's things that they say in 280 characters or less, you can pay them extra money to do so.
But it's just to see all their stuff. Like, you can already see, like, their basic content.
Yeah. It's like the
opposite of a Patreon.
It's like the opposite of a YouTube super chat.
Yes. You're paying to see instead of paying to say.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a hard sell for a lot of people on here. Like, it could make sense if Twitter had better functionality overall and wasn't just, like, garbage overall.
Yeah, I definitely saw, like, some jokes that was, like, we joked about this this website being free too often.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Here's, like, the trap of capitalism. It will only be bad if people, for lack of a better word, capitalize on it. So if they roll out this feature and nobody uses it, then, yeah, it doesn't really matter. But people are like, well, I want to get paid for some of my tweets. And people will want to pay for them. It's like, okay, so see, you gave them use for it. But if people are like, yeah, I'm not going to make you pay for my tweets, like, either I'm already rich or I already make money off you guys in some other way. There's no need to do this. Hopefully that'll happen, but I've given up on faith.
I do kind of hope that there are certain individuals that make you pay for their tweets. Like, if Elon Musk decided that you needed to pay to see his tweets and I wouldn't have to see his tweets anymore, cool.
Oh, true.
But here's the, fine.
That sounds good. That sounds great until you realize, oh, Elon Musk is going to make a bunch of money.
He already makes a bunch of money. Like, he is already evil and rich. That's fine. Like,
but I don't want him to get more money for actually not even doing anything. Like, even less so.
That's what an investor is. Yeah. Like, whatever he does. He's not the one coming up with fucking, like, well, maybe I will give him credit for that ugly truck.
Cybertruck was designed by him.
I don't know. It just feels... It feels like one thing when he's getting rich off of taking money off of other rich assholes, but it feels worse to me that he's taking any money off of, like, not rich assholes. Like... just regular assholes that aren't rich. Like, you could be spending your money on something, like, better than Elon Musk's tweets.
Yeah, go pay for an OnlyFans. You'll get more out of it, I promise.
Yeah, I can guarantee him to you that, unless he starts, like, giving away, like, codes to money, your money's much better spent on a sex worker than hearing anything Elon Musk has to say.
It's true.
Even
go donate to someone's GoFundMe,
yeah,
like...
Even if it's, like, trash, it's like, hey, GoFundMe, like, what was that one guy? GoFundMe, like, making potato salad?
Yeah, that was in my city.
That's a good meme. It's better than giving money to, like, a fake memer, you know?
I went to his potato salad party.
You did?
Yeah, because he got enough money that he threw, like, a potato salad party that anyone was invited to.
That's truly amazing.
It was just, like, at a park.
That's hilarious. But, yeah, super tweets, that's a thing. And what else? Cool. There's a collab band coming out called Silk Sonic of Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. And they both make pretty fun, interesting music, so it'll be cool to see them making more music, because I'm curious as to where their Bruno Mars will start. Like, I don't know what his music trajectory is. He just kept doing throwbacks for so long. He's eventually going to catch up to the 2000s, which is should be now-ish. And he might be, actually, it's what, 2021?
Much like WandaVision.
Yeah, exactly like that. So, I think if Bruno Mars starts making music, it'll be reminiscent to when he was already making music, kind of. So it's just interesting to hear what he'll do. There's not a lot to the story from mine. They just posted a picture. I'm excited. I like music. Yeah. And, yeah, let's finish off with a little bit of Disney stuff. There's a trailer for a movie called Luca.
Yeah, so, either of you watch this?
That's the water one, right?
Yeah, it's like Italian. Mermaid. It's like the Italian, like the 13th year of the DCOM, like the Disney Channel original movie.
Yeah, I saw it. I'm like,
the mermaid thing.
This looks gay. Other than that, I couldn't give a shit less about this. Like, it didn't look interesting to me. Other than like, this better be gay. Like I'm not
that's literally where I'm at. Like, this is, and like, I was laughing because people are like, put, like, any two men in shorts and someone will say this is Call Me By Your Name vibes. I guess that's... I guess there's not a sequel coming given Armie Hammer's a cannibal?
Allegedly.
But, allegedly? But, like, it it's the trailer is queer baiting. If it is not gay, I would go so far as to go on record saying, like, it's these two boys do not look related.
Well, like, they're not brothers. Like, there's no way that if they want us to believe these are brothers, they're out of their damn mind.
They're just guys being bros.
Just guys being bros. And like they have like a female friend, but there's not. Like, but she's not a mermaid. She's just like a rebel kid, and they have to hide their mermaidness, which is a very on the nose metaphor for homophobia, if it is. A metaphor for homophobia.
It's not that for sure.
Yeah. But my roommate pointed out, like, you know, like there are no that we could think of other Pixar movies with human kids who have a romance, even like a crush kind of romance.
That's
which
fair.
I think is true. So it would be surprising if their first one was a queer romance. I would be happy to be surprised, but like, I mean, like Up obviously has like a heartbreaking romance in the first like 7 minutes, but it is grown-ups.
Yeah,
mostly
straight grown-ups. So yeah, I don't know what they do with like their kid romances. Not in the movies, because in their shorts, the kid from Inside Out seemed to have a crush on that boy who got along with
their
dad,
yeah.
But that wasn't in the movie.
Yeah, so it's like
I don't know. It just looked wildly unfascinating to me. I'm like, oh, okay, they turn into mermaids when they get like what? Even if it's like a splash of like cup water. So like, what if they grab a glass? Of, like, I was immediately like, so what if they drink water? They clearly can't shower. What if they touch condensation? Does their hand like? And it was just
does
like,
their hand turn blue? Yeah,
I'm
you're
not
like
supposed
too deep
to be
in
thinking
the...
of this. Like, and that was the first thing I thought of when the kid accidentally splashes his buddy with water, and that's to like. Throw him behind the table in the like the fucking like fake out make out type dodge like the Danny and Sam used to do on fucking Danny Phantom, like oh no we weren't hiding that I'm a ghost, we were just making out, yeah, that's totally what we're doing. Like, it's like, okay, so like they're gay then, but they're probably not going to be gay, so why are you making this movie? It doesn't look interesting other than that, you know.
Yeah, like that's the only reason that I'm like particularly interested in it. So
it could be a movie. It could be a movie about a polyamorous couple looking for their third.
Yeah, but
I mean,
to join their pod.
If they were unicorns, I'd buy that. I'd buy the metaphor. But mermaids, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I just was left warm on it. I hope it's good. And if there's kids out there that it's speaking to, I hope they feel happy.
Yeah.
It's obviously a kids movie. Yeah. So... I don't really have any other thoughts on it besides that.
Yeah, you know, so see how it comes and goes and exists.
Yeah, but obviously people are mad about it because they're trying to put water and turn the kids gay.
It's like one of those things, it's like very like Unto the Potato Head thing in that it is something that there is nothing actually to be upset about yet, but people are being upset because
conservatives
like,
love to be
they're
upset.
Reading into it. Yeah, like I was laughing earlier. Someone posted some insane thing about how they had already canceled Disney Plus because The Mandalorian was communist propaganda, but I can't believe that this, like, non-Christian, like, anti-God WandaVision show is, like, taking over, like, the discourse, like, when Vision is clearly, like, he's painted red just like the devil, and, like, she uses witchcraft, and the post called Vision a sentient vibrator. And
yeah, he's made of
like,
vibranium, which sounds like vibrator.
But like hot take, and I didn't see anyone saying this in the replies to this ridiculous post. She's not wrong.
Yeah,
that's
like Vision is both sentient and a mechanical person with the capability to vibrate at various speeds.
Yeah, he can phase through walls, so that means he can definitely vibrate. That's a fact. So yeah. Calling Vision a sentient vibrator, while probably not very nice and a little bit derogatory, isn't false either.
Just like anti, like, synthesoid, like, slur? Like, I don't know.
I'm tired of all these goddamn vibrators out here. Like, yeah, somebody would have said that, like, fighting Ultron's machines. That's why Deadpool wasn't allowed to be an Ultron, because he would have made this joke and they would have got like an R rating. You can't have that in the MCU. I think it was the last thing I was thinking about Luca was that people are looking into it and thinking that it's going to be gay. And I think it's because we don't have a very good like understanding of masculinity. Like something that always bothered me as like a queer guy, but not like the most queer coded type guy, is that like we don't have representation as either. Really? Like, I wish there were more things like, oh, this person is gay or queer and has a male friend that, no, they're not together. Like, yeah, they're both queer and they have boyfriends, but they're just bros.
They're just,
like,
pals. These two particularly are pals.
Yeah, like, I always see the stuff that, like, oh, just gals being pals. I'm like, but do we ever really get to see, like, gals being pals? Like, yeah, make them lesbians. Like, let's see their girlfriends. I want to see the queer stuff, but, like, I feel like we don't have a lot of stuff that explores friendships in a, like, a really and true way. I don't watch a lot of media that stars like women as much, because I don't watch a lot of media, and we know what rises to the top is misogyny. But of the dudes we see, like, I don't see, like, a lot of, like real friendships, you know? Like, who was friends in the MCU? Like, who could you say was, oh, no, those two are bros. Like, they care about each other. Like, Rocket and Groot, maybe? Like, the two non-humans? But does anybody else really like each other? Like, yeah, like Cap is very much in love with Bucky, but like, do we see them being friends or lovers? They just longingly look at each other. They didn't do anything together until they fucked up Iron Man. Like, they just jumped some dude. Like, okay, cool. That's not exactly quality time, I don't think. Like, and then, well, he got sent to Africa, you know? Like,
yeah, can't show two men speaking to each other. That would be gay.
Yeah, and like, okay, cool. Like, can we at least see some gayness, or like just two dudes? Yeah,
then make
like,
it actually fucking gay. Like,
can we see two dudes that like each other? Like, I don't think that was in the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe at one point. Like, two dudes, like, hey, that guy's all right. Yeah, bro, you are too. Cool. I just wish we saw more of that. And in the Luca trailer, I didn't see what we would typically code as male friendships. And I think that might be why people are like, oh, this must be gay. Because, like, well, what masculine markers is it hitting?
Mm-hmm.
Just a. Something I've been thinking about a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, I wonder if that's why we always jump to like gay relationships so fast, because it's like, well, they're showing any relation, and we don't have a lot of non-toxic friendships. Like, if you look at like The Hangover or something, like, these guys are clearly friends, but it's like through toxic shit. Like, let's get drunk and, you know, like, be transphobic in Thailand and like lose all of our memories and buy a tiger. Like, okay, cool. Well, what did they do that was positive that showed they like each other? Oh, nothing? Cool, great. That's a real good visualization of like how men get along, so. Ugh. Thanks, yuck. Disney. DuckTales happened. That's back for a couple more weeks.
Yeah, before they take it away from us forever.
Yeah.
Bastards.
They did some wacky stuff this week.
And yeah, it was it was like a weird grown-up focused episode. Yeah. Honestly, like, I thought it was a little strange that they came back from a hiatus with, like, a very grown-up episode.
Yeah, with Gizmo Duck, of all people.
Yeah.
It definitely feels like there wasn't supposed to be a hiatus. Like, this didn't have the we've come back from a hiatus energy.
Yeah, because, like, especially because, like, it's, like, got romance, like, the whole arc of it is about, like, a secret romance that we should be invested in. It's like, oh, I don't really care that much, but like, this bit with Mark Beeks is funny. Like, I don't know.
It's like, I like Fenton. I like Gendra. I don't really care about the relationship that much, but I like them individually.
Yeah.
And we didn't have enough episodes of like the Batman Catwoman thing of like, ooh, they're together, but it's a secret. Like in the background, just, oh, they're together now. Like, oh,
yeah, that was, like, the whole episode.
Like, oh, I thought they were going to work that out, but they already, okay, cool, and they made VR. Like, that's, I did appreciate the nephew swap.
Yeah, that was funny.
It's like, oh, man, like, it's cool that Louis gets to do stuff like that. Like, oh, yeah, I can imitate my brother, but I don't know the stuff that he does. And also, he didn't know Gizmo Duck was Fenton. That was weird. I'm like, oh, I just assumed everybody knew that. But I guess nobody knows that. It's cool.
Yeah, I will. I did like that, what's his name? The scientist man, whose name I can't remember.
Yeah, Lynn the duck.
No, not Lynn the duck, his boss.
Oh, pff, I don't remember that dude's name. I should know. He's the main scientist guy.
Yeah, but it was funny that he was like, red nephew, green nephew.
I like that bit. The show continues to have really good writing, though. Whether or not I care about each of the bits, the writing is good. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all of the non-video game things, I think. Yeah,
that's all the visual stuff. So, if you feel like you didn't hear Eric that much this episode, you're going to feel the same way about Stefan the next episode. And I will keep this train chugging along. But for those who aren't going to listen to that half, Steph, would you like to kick us off with the social media biz, please?
Yeah, so if you listen to this, if you dig what you heard, you want to find us out there on the internet and the wide world, you can find our podcast anywhere that you want to find a podcast by searching for Character Reveal on the podcast catcher of your choice. You can find us on Twitter at Character Rev, as Dom said at the beginning, Character Reveal on Facebook and Instagram, patreon.com/character reveal. You know, just a little bit everywhere. And you can find me at Captain Steph on Twitter, The Snow Queer on Tumblr, and Hella Steph on Instagram. You can find Eric at Tindy Losi on Twitter if you want to. And you can find Dom at Brother Dom anywhere he wants to be found on the interwebs.
Yep. That's it. We did the thing. Hey, we did it. Look at us go. We're amazing. Listeners, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Geekly Reveal. Like we said, there's another one that'll be coming very shortly. I don't know, probably like tomorrow or in 2 days, because there's like a character reveal going up. You won't have to wait long. We're not going to make you suffer. Thanks for listening to us. Busy week. Oh, man. Life just keeps going. I just want to play Persona 5 Strikers. You'll hear about it soon. But yes, thank you for listening to another episode of Geekly Reveal. Until next time, see you later.
Bye. See ya.